Clearing the Deck. It's episode 475 with plugins for cleaning a dashboard, triggering, rickrolling, deep sixing the spammers, cornholing, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have a usual great show for you today, but of course, don't forget, right at the top, this is a show with great appreciation for the No Agenda Show, the Stolen Sound Crypts, and all that fun
stuff.
So go check out the No Agenda Show. This is a value for value show. You can start by subscribing to the newsletter for additional information. Get out there, round them up, rope them all in, belly up to the bar, and enjoy WP Plugins A to Z. Spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z, and you can catch it live every Thursday at noon on our YouTube channel. Links are in the show notes. This is episode 34 of 51 episodes for 2020. It's episode 475, and the AI overlords are still enjoying themselves, creating all kinds of havoc out there on the internet. I mean, look what happened to Cloudflare over the weekend. You know, they're just having a ball. So you can ditch the overload, lords, find yourself an oasis like the one at the Rogue's Tavern, someplace where you can check out from the world, disconnect from the internet, unplug. And now that we are 35 weeks into 2020 and with 24 weeks of this insanity they call the Rona, masks have become all the rage everywhere you go. Some of the stores that I thoroughly enjoyed are now demanding you wear a mask. All of a sudden, this is really a bad thing. Amazing how that works. Yep. Make sure you keep one wrapped around your neck, stuffed in your back pocket. Hey, you can even use the ones I've seen in the newfound fashion that I've seen on women. They're using them for bikini tops. I love that. The new narrative is rolling out. The opportunities have never been better in the world. All you need to do is grab them while they're in front of you. Be sure to stock up on some stuff for the rough times ahead, though. The new programming is closer to completion. And the M5M is finding it harder and harder to keep the population scared. But have no fear, they're doing their best. WP Plugins, though, is here to save your soul. What can you do to help save your soul? Well, you can start out by minimizing or downright eliminate the M5M exposure. Work on your own little part of the world and make it a better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Nothing you can do about them anyway. Worry only about what you can control. Stop accepting and doing things that are not in your best interest. It's never going to be good to do things that aren't in your best interest. Work only in your best interest, but at the same time, help others out, and you will find that working in your best interest and helping others pays massive benefits and rewards do follow. All right, with all of that, let's see what's up.
What you gonna leave, it's tough on that.
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We do have tech news, Adam. All right, new plugin displays. This is the first piece of tech news we got for you here. Oh, going to get the right screen here. Imagine when you hit the wrong button. All right, we've got new plugin displays WordPress environment type for... I got a tongue. Lost it. It's coming back. There it is. A new plugin displays the WordPress environment type for admins. One of the minor but useful additions to WordPress 5.5 is the new Git environment type. It makes it possible for plugin and theme authors to do some things based upon the environment type that they are in. It's a good article describing about this new variable that developers and others can use to improve the way their system works. You might want to check this article out if you're doing development or you want to keep ahead of the curve on things. go check it out. It's got a little bit of piece of information for you.
I had a question about that. Mm-hmm. The environment type, is that your theme?
I would think that they're talking about the server customer development, and for some reason, somebody's trying to reach me in Skype. Go away. That was a spam call, too. It's an 818 number. And they just don't give up. They are persistent. Yeah, the spammers are just irritating us all, right in the middle of a show.
Of course, for better time.
Yeah. It looks like they're talking about identified staging, development, production, or some other custom environment type, often around the server, what's happening. You know, there's a lot that goes into environment type. I haven't read the article fully. I just thought it was a good piece of information for people, and it should help them out if they're really into that development.
I think I'll have to study up a bit more on environment type to have better understanding.
Oh, absolutely. So do I. Next one, though, I have a bit more information on. Elementor 3.0 is just around the corner. They've launched it. They've launched 3.0. I haven't updated the Elementor 3.0 yet. At least I don't think I have. I may have accidentally. This is a major update to Elementor, and they've gone and changed out the user interface a bit, relayed it out, so they've improved my customer experience for me, forcing me to have to relearn some new stuff. I did go check out a fair number of things. Got another article here from Elementor themselves that describes what's happening with it and showcasing some photos about the new layout on what's happening and what you can do with it. Now, Elementor is nice. I've been using it for a couple of years now. That's one of the reasons why I'm so deep into the WordPress environment instead of all the way over into Classic Press, is because I invested too heavily in Elementor, and then they up and abandoned everything and decided to focus solely on WordPress. So I'm stuck until I decide to make a jump. But in the meantime, this is a good article. If you're using Elementor, it's good to go look at this to find out what is changing and what you're facing with the changes in Elementor.
I haven't really noticed too much of a difference when I'm using it with the upgrade version.
Have you gone to Elementor 3.0?
Yeah, I did that for my site, for one of my sites I'm still learning with.
Okay.
And I haven't really noticed much of a difference, but maybe it's because I'm still just doing the basics with it.
Could be, but I was looking at their screenshots here, and I see different layouts in there in the thing.
Or maybe I'm just so new, I just kind of accept it. It's just part of learning.
It could be. If you're really new to it, you might not notice. But if you've been using it for a while, you're definitely going to notice. Okay, this one here. Everyone needs to pay attention. Not everyone, but over 700,000 of you out there need to pay attention to this one. If you are using the File Manager plugin on your website, there is currently a flaw in it, and you need to get it upgraded or disable it as rapidly as possible. This is a hack that is currently being abused on the internet by the hackers and spammers out there, and what it's allowing people to do is get into your site and take over and do all kinds of cool things to it, which aren't so much fun. Plus, to make matters even funnier, the hackers, once they get in, they are writing it off so that another hacker can't get in using the same flaw. I just love that piece of information.
So they're hacking into your site, then blocking other hackers?
Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
So that they're the only ones that can use it. So this is an interesting article talking about this. You know, this is a plugin that has over 700,000 users. installations of a plugin. I've used it on a couple of websites. The one website I currently use it on has been updated, so make sure you've got it taken care of as rapidly as you can, because this is a flaw that is a problem. Go read the article, find out a bit more about it. The next article I've got here comes from WPShoutout.com, which is a really good article, and they took apart the best SEO plugins for WordPress. They compared and contrasted, in particular, Rank Math and Yoast SEO, and told you which ones were best. So they went after Yoast SEO, Rank Math, and SEO Press. And they ranked the top one as Rank Math, which is what I've been slowly switching to over the last year on all my websites, because I found it more usable than Yoast SEO. So this is an interesting article. Go read this up. Get your own viewpoints on it. Gather some information. You might find Yoast is still the thing for you, but I've been trying to find a way to move away from it for a while, and when I discovered Rank Math, I was really ecstatic about getting away from Yoast. Go check this one out.
I did a review not too long ago about Squirrel. the scroll one, and I found that it's pretty awesome. But as I've been using both Rank and Squirrel on different sites, I am finding that Rank Math is easier to work with than Squirrel. Squirrel teaches you a lot. So I've found myself going from the one site to the other to get better definitions from Squirrel. But Rank Math does have easier to work with tools.
Well, there you go, folks. If you need to learn, go check out Squirrel. And then pop in Rank Math and do your work.
It's kind of what I've been doing for the most part. Yeah, just flipping back and forth.
And I've got a final one. I think I was supposed to cover this last week, but I might have skipped it. If I did and I talked about it already, well, so be it. We'll talk about it again. This is some numbers about the official WordPress plugin directory. This one here is talking about extracting data from the epistle. I am really having problems with my tongue this morning. This afternoon. Actually, yeah, it's afternoon where I'm at now. Okay, this is for extracting data from the official WordPress.org plugin directory. And it's a way information on how you can go in there and get the data from the WordPress.org directory using their API and get the data on the plugins, information, what's up with it, how it's coming in. Lots of good relevant data. It tells you the tags, the most popular tags in WordPress plugins, such as WooCommerce and widgets and admin. Some of the occurrences of different plugin names. It's a really good article to help break down their position of the plugin and more. I thought it was a lot of really good information if you're digging down deep into plugins, and this is something you might want to look at and check out. Okay, that's all we've got for the news here today. Let's move it along to talk about this show being a value for value show. And in particular, we like to acknowledge the producers of the show. That's all of you out there listening. You are the producers. If you actually start helping us produce, that would be fantastic. We could really use some help in multiple areas. I got something to ask about later on in the show. I asked about last week, but hey, any other ways. The show doesn't work. I don't make this show for me. It's pretty pointless for me to make this show for me because it's only you guys out there that make this show actually happen and work. Without you listening to it, there's really no point in it. Trying to make it a value for value, if you're getting any value out of it, meaning like if it saves you 5 minutes of time, is that worth $5 to you? You know, if it saves you hours of time, is that worth, you know, $50 to you? Come on, help us out here, folks. This is what the show is all about. We're trying to save you some time, give you some knowledge and information. And if we're not hitting the right knowledge and information, you need to tell us what we should be hunting up. And we will make sure we hunt it up and get it to you. In that vein, though, I'd like to acknowledge those who have donated to the show. We'll start out by talking about this week's show art. You can contribute to show art by going to the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. And this week's art comes from Angel Lemieux again. He's supplied us with a load of artwork. And if you want to unseat him, you need to submit some artwork. This week here, we've got an old World War II bomber. It looks like a flying fortress. I can't tell for sure from the nose cone, but that's what it looks like. And it's a really cool shot of it with the WP Plugins, the John Overall logo plastered on it. And I really like it. And it was used for clearing the deck during World War II. If you want to find out more about World War II, check out DearFolksies.com. Really great website. Okay. So thanks again, Angel. Greatly appreciate it. And those of you watching the live stream or reviewing it on live stream, you can get a preview of the artwork before it goes live later in the day. Okay, executive producers, this is an area I reserve for anyone who donates $50 or more. They get a note read out and a great big thank you for helping the show. Well, we don't have any of those, but a big thank you to all the producers who are under $50. Little small donations, $5, $10, you know, little bits. There's a few of you out there, so thank you very much for those. It's greatly appreciated. Doesn't put any money in our pockets yet, but one day maybe. And all those subscriptions do really help out. And if you'd like to support the show in that way, you can just go to wppluginsatosaid.com/donate to donate to the show. And a big thank you to those who have hired me after listening to the show. That is as good as donating to the show. Thank you very much. You know who you are. You can support the show by, of course...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just cash. That's all we need. But anything else, submit artwork, at the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. Yes, we are still using that. Okay, well, that's it. Let's dive on into the meat and potatoes of the show, the reason everyone really shows up here to listen. Okay, so we start out with some Classic Press options. I do have a couple of things for Classic Press this week. It was a good week for me last week. I happened to stumble across some things for Classic Press while looking up other stuff. And what I've got for you here, it turns out that Classic Press has created a couple of lists over on its forum. One of them, the first one, is a list of plugins that are compatible with Classic Press. These are WordPress plugins that still work in Classic Press, and it's a really good list, and you'll want to go check it out. Now, of course, counter to that, there is a list of plugins developed specifically for Classic Press. And these are plugins that have been created for Classic Press by multiple authors, CodePotent being one of the primary ones that comes to mind for me. But it's a really good list of information, and you'll want to go check these out. It can be really helpful if you're using Classic Press and you want to move away from plugins that might be abandoned because they want to stick with the WordPress environment. Classic Press and WordPress are starting to deviate, and it's going to happen over the next year, I'm sure. So you're going to have to pick a side, or you can play in both sides. It'll still be basically the same code for years to come. It's just one plugin won't work in the other because of changes in WordPress. Okay, now the other thing is the Classic Commerce plugin. This is the fork of WooCommerce for Classic Press. It's getting a life of its own. It now has it's now available in 12 different languages. And it is a very nice plugin for Classic Press to have that e-commerce component at the same high quality that WooCommerce is in. And if you're looking for a niche and you want to develop in a whole new market, develop plugins for Classic Commerce, and you might be able to do some of the things like WooCommerce has done, like corner the market. At any rate, that's what I've got there in Classic Press this week. Just a couple of little tidbits. Other than that, the same little bits of information. Classic Press Club news, the must-have list, and a few other links in the show notes. So go check those out, folks. Off we go here to the WordPress plugins. Now, first I like to remind everyone, if you're looking for some of the latest and greatest of WordPress plugins that is still under-talked about, we used to be front and center in WordPress, in your WordPress website, when you go to add plugins, this used to be front and center, and that is new plugins, recent released. That link is still available at WordPress.org, and the link is in my show notes, and it takes you in there, and it shows you plugins that have been released within the last few weeks, and they usually have less than 10 active installs, but oftentimes you find some gems here that just haven't been discovered yet, and you might be able to work with them and make them do what you want. So the first one I've got for you here today, this one is a plugin that was sent in to me. It was sent in by Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital, and it's called Disable Admin Notices Individually. Now, this is a really cool plugin in that what it's supposed to do is help you get rid of all those administrative notices from all the multiple plugins you have that have them. And here's what Angel has to say about it. This plugin allows you to disable annoying notices on the dashboard panel. You can turn off notices forever individually for themes, plugins, and WordPress itself. The Hide Admin Notices plugin adds Hide Notification Forever link for each admin notice. This method will help you disable only annoying notices from plugins and themes, but important error notifications will continue to work. The free version works well, and the paid version adds a few more options to disable ad redirects and other notifications in other areas of WordPress. And he gives it a 4 dragon rating. So thanks a lot, Angel. I greatly appreciate it. But I have a small minor take on this while checking this one over. It looks like it's a great plugin, as I said, something that'll be very helpful. I haven't tried it out, but once I've tried, we're always didn't work very well. So hopefully this one works well. And because it has a premium, of course, that gets it knocked down to point. But one of the things I found was really quite amusing. I tripped over to their reviews page, and I found that this plugin has its own built-in irony. And it was a 4-star review from Jose, who said, it's really good. It just didn't get the 5th star because of the warning to purchase the pro version of the plugin itself kept popping up. So how's that? This plugin blocks all your notices except the one from the plugin itself.
Well, they can't block the one from the plugin itself. Oh, that would just be self-defeating.
But that's irony at its finest, man. At its finest, that's irony. All right, so anyway, I give this one a 4-dragon rating. Go check it out. It's Disable Admin Notices Individually.
And the first one I have is Validator.pizza. This is a plugin for preventing disposable emails from being used when people sign up or comment on your website. Essentially, I think this is supposed to stop spammers. It works right out of the box. It's totally free. You plug it in, let it go. It doesn't have any settings or anything, so it just kind of goes on. And now, if you've upgraded your WordPress to the latest version, this hasn't actually been tested with the newest version yet. So beware, it may not fully work, may not work. I'm not sure. It doesn't break the site on the newest version of WordPress, though. So it's all good there. I'm not really sure how well it works. I think you kind of have to have this plugged in and running for a while in order to really be sure how long it works. It does seem to be working. I can't really give it a full, though. So I can only really rate it at 4.
All right. Well, a couple of quick things on that. I do notice it was updated a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it is now tested up to 5.5 of WordPress.
Oh, okay.
So it is working, but what it does for you, and of course you wouldn't know whether it's working or not unless you got some spammers slipped through. And yes, this is a great tool if you're running a website where people can sign up, and that's what it's particularly focused on, is if you're running a membership site where people can sign up or a e-commerce site where people sign up, it helps prevent people from using those throwaway email addresses from specific domain names such as .ru.something. Which I see a lot of on some of my sites. And I'll have to try this on a couple of sites where I'm faced with this issue to see if it drops off the amount or level of people trying to spam their way into your website.
Yeah, it does seem like it would be a very useful plugin.
Yep. Can be very useful in that aspect. Okay, the next one I've got here for you is another plugin that was sent in to me. We didn't get a name who it was sent in. It was just sent in by AWP Life. Free and free premium plugin and theme store from awplife.com. It is a portfolio gallery, image gallery plugin, and they sent me in the premium version to check out.
Oh,
and
cool.
I didn't actually get in and load it to a site, but I did check out their live demo on their website. Now, they do have a free version of this plugin over at WordPress.org, which you can test out to see if it's going to work for you, and then they have their premium version. Now, it is another image gallery plugin that gives you multiple layouts, masonry layouts and square block layouts. The one thing I did notice, and I don't know if it's the images they choose or if there's settings for it, but in particular, I have clients that when you set up a masonry, they want all the images to be perfectly the same size. And this didn't seem to have that in any of the demo sites they had set up on it. So it does look like it's going to be pretty good. It is the premium version, does look to be pretty good in multiple other ways, and it's equivalent to many of the portfolio filter galleries that I've seen out there. One you'll want to check out if you're looking for a gallery plugin, and there's so many of them, you just got to find one that works and settle on it. But all in all, it looks like it's in pretty good shape, and because I got to check out the premium version, I'm going to give this one a 5-dragon rating.
Sounds like it could be really cool. All right, so the next one I have is called Secret Image Slide and Tune. This one was so much fun to play around with. So this one is, you can either use this for a random tree or leave it for people to find on their own. What it is you put in a 10-digit code, like arrow up, down, down, up, kind of mixture of the code. And it pops up a picture of your choice and it slides it across the screen to whatever tune you choose. So much fun. It's what I ended up doing my test with was a picture of a kitty cat going across the screen to the song The Kitty Cat Dance. I don't know if anyone listening remembers that. It's pretty big when I was a kid. It's really fun to work with, totally free, and you put it in, you set it up, and let it go. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Yeah, when I saw this, first thing I could think of was Rickrolling. That's the first thing that came to mind was Rickrolling somebody.
But it's just so fun. I mean, if you have it on your site and you just put a little note up saying, you want a treat? Put in this code, and then they get that.
Sit them in there. Ain't never going to give you up. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I can't sing very well. I know that. I sing really well when I'm drunk at karaoke. At least I think so.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
Okay, and next one we've got here for you. This is another one that was sent in to me. This is another one that was sent in by Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital. And this one here is called Pop-Up Trigger. And for some reason, I looked up and saved and brought in the link for it, and it has disappeared for me again. Holy smokes, how many times do I gotta find that link? At any rate, we're just gonna have to roll with it. And hang on, no, I gotta go find it. This is just unfair to everyone. Let's go find it.
The link keeps vanishing?
Yeah, something's happened with the notes here. It's been one of those days, you know. It was a rough morning with computers. Me and computers just weren't cooperating this morning. There we go. Now it's loaded. All right, pop-up trigger URL for Elementor Pro. This is a plugin that you add in if you're running Elementor Pro. Now keep in mind, you've got to have Elementor Pro or this doesn't work. In Elementor Pro, you can set up a pop-up that is triggered with a specific button in Elementor, and that's the way it's designed to do. But what this plugin allows you to do is allows you to get that link and add that link anywhere on your site. You can add it to your menu, you can add it in the middle of a paragraph somewhere. So you can set that pop-up so when people click it, it pops that up. And it could be a pop-up such as, you know, register for this event we have, or sign up for our email list, or win a prize, or whatever. Multiple ways to use pop-ups. But anyway, it's a really great plugin. Here's currently what Angel has to say about it. Currently, you can trigger Elementor Pro's pop-ups by click only on buttons or links inside Elementor. This plugin will help you trigger your Elementor Pro pop-up from anywhere, even outside the Elementor's content. When looking at the pop-up window, you have the short code on the far right that adds the URL tab where you can copy the pop-up's URL and add it to any link element, be it text or button, etc. Using the URL is much easier than Elementor's method of triggering pop-ups. This plugin is a huge time saver. He didn't give a rating for it, but as I said, if you're using Elementor Pro and looking for an interesting tool to improve your pop-ups, this may be a plugin for you to add to your site. And it allows you to add that link anywhere you want. So I give this one a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out. Pop-up trigger URL for Elementor.
I could see a lot of uses for that.
Yep.
All right. The last one I have is, it's called Chordify for WordPress. I stumbled across this and it's just, I had to try it out. What it is it's another prank plugin. And when you plug it in, turn it on, when somebody's inactive for too long on your site, unicorns start popping up. Shiny, sparkly unicorns, and also rainbows. One irritation that I found on this was that the unicorns, they start popping up within like 30 seconds. So I don't think it takes a little too little amount of time before they start pranking you with it. But it is a lot of fun to watch. All kinds of unicorns and stuff. Really, you plug it in, let it go. This was initially invented for April Fools, so. If you want to prank someone or just do something for a laugh, totally worth putting in. But I rate it at 4 dragons just because it gives too little time of inactivity before they start popping up.
No, there's something in the code. You'd think they'd give you a spot in a setting page to adjust it, but you could adjust it in the code. If you go into code, you could find where the timer is for it.
Okay, yeah, they don't actually offer a settings page. Yes. That also irritates me.
So you would have to adjust it in the code itself.
Yay for unicorns.
Yay for unicorns. You got something else to ramble on about your pranks one there.
Right. I wanted to mention WP pranks. I was really excited when I found this one because it seems like a fantastic prank. It does things like turns a person's screen upside down, makes writing really big, makes it black and white, just random things, whatever I do. But I tried it out on a couple of sites of mine and it doesn't do anything. I don't know why it didn't work. It seems to be updated properly. And I don't know. It didn't have any settings when I plugged it in. So I couldn't really go and see if there was a setting issue or anything. I don't know. If there's a developer out there who has a sense of humor and you're willing to put the work into making a really fun, fantastic prank plugin, kind of similar to what this one did, then do so and send me the result, please. I love pranks. They're so much fun. Also, if anyone knows of any other prank plugins out there, let me know. I'd love to check them out.
All right. Yeah, well, sometimes they're lots of fun. I found quite a few over the years, and they come and go. Usually start to see them around January, February, March in preparation for April Fool's Day.
It never even occurred to me that there would be plugins for pranks.
Oh, yeah. There's plugins for everything. Remember the old saying in Apple when the iPhone first came out, there's an app for that?
Yeah.
Well, there's a plugin for that.
I like it.
There really is. That was a saying I used to use a lot in the early years of the show. Someone would ask me and said, I bet there's a plug-in for that. And sure enough, there was a plug-in for that. Somebody's written a plug-in. There's a lot of bored coders out there. All right. Well, this show here, currently brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely. High-quality web hosting save you time and money, but you better strike while the iron's hot. I have limited spaces left on my last server. I'm not bringing another server online. I like to stay a small company and provide the highest quality possible to people. All right. Contests. Well, we don't have any contests currently. The last one finished out with a congratulations off to Chris, I believe, who won it. So thank you very much for entering it. And we do have more contests coming as soon as we can get them into the bag. So closing out this episode, the plugins I covered were pop-up trigger URL for Elementor Pro, which I gave a 5 to. Portfolio Gallery Image Gallery Plugin Premium, which I gave a 5 to. And disable admin notices individually, which was given a 4.
And I covered validator.pizza, which I gave a 4 to, secret image slide and tune, which I gave a 5 to, and Cornify for WordPress, which I gave a 4 to.
All right, and a couple of quick reminders and some begging at the end. No meetup is planned at the moment, but you can keep tabs on this over at wppluginsaz.com/meetup. I'm really trying to see if I can squeeze one in for September, but may not be enough time. My life is just a little too insane at the moment. If you would like to be interviewed on a show, and you don't even have to be a developer, if you just got something that's really good to say to the WordPress community, reach out to me. I'll get you on the show and interview. I'm looking for lots of interesting, cool people I can interview for the show. You can reach out at wppluginsaz.com/interview. You want to find more about me and my insanity and what my life is tied up to? Go check out theroguestavern.com and see what I've been up to out in the wild. Mostly lately, it's all been at the Oasis. Okay, and I've never been overly good at asking for help for many things, but I have been working to change that in the last couple of years. In particular, what I'm asking for right now, some help from you, the producers out there. One of the things we need that really seems to be a big hit with all of you producers out there is the contest. And these contests do require some time. We have to reach out to developers to have premium plugins, get them to submit a license key to us. We have to produce the contest, get it up, promote it, tell people about it, get people to come in, check out the contest, sign up for it, select the winner, notify them. Then we have to get that key, get it to the winner, and, you know, make sure we've got everything talking about. There's a fair bit of work that goes into it. Not a lot, but a fair bit. And usually it cuts into the time I need to do the work that I use to make me money, which making the money allows me the time to produce this show. And also time to go away for the weekends. And I learned a few years ago that working 7 days a week just burns you out. You can only do that so long, and you usually only do that when you're in your late 20s, your 30s, and your early 40s. You get about a decade where you can burn yourself out. And after that, you've got to either be well set and situated or learn how to dial it back and work 4 or 5 days a week. Anyway, if any of you develop or any of you producers out there want to help out in this aspect, I'll hook you up with all the information you need to contact developers and get these contests set up and promote them. That'd be a great way to contribute to the WP Plugins A to Z show. So think about it. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, anything else? Last words?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right, well, that's it. We're going to call it a wrap, and I am going to take my tequila shot. Oh, Tequila Man needs his hat. There we go. Tequila Man in his hat. All right, one tequila shooter down the hatch, and we will let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsatazep.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsatazep.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsatazep.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencast, and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.